91X News.
It's 4 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Carl Ayotte with 91X News. Loyalist College had a memorial service today to celebrate the life of a faculty member who died earlier this month. Renny Rogers has the story.
The gymnasium at Loyalist College was packed. There was music, there was laughter, and there were tears. Students and former students, colleagues, family, and friends filled the seats at the Loyalist College Memorial Service for Kevin Sansom today. Another 500 joined in through the live web streaming of the event. The TV and new media teacher died unexpectedly on November 9th. He was 41 years old. Kevin's mother, Mirtha Sansom, was at the ceremony. She says Kevin loved his students.
He loved to be here and he loved his job and his students. He kept talking about it all the time. This place was his life.
Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
Many Loyalist students didn't have to force a smile for the camera at Loyalist College's awards ceremony yesterday. More than 240 students were honored with awards last night at Loyalist Gym. The 306 awards that were presented totaled over $17,000. There were 6 new awards this year. Premier McGuinty is confident his government can implement 2 key campaign promises despite the military status. The Premier is promising a slash of tuition by 30% for families earning $160,000 a year or less. That plan will cover over $400 million a year once it's fully implemented. The Liberals are also pushing ahead with a home renovation credit for seniors that will cost $136 million a year. The opposition party wants to take a provincial proportion of the HST of home heating. Premier Dalton McGuinty is encouraging a Toronto school to spark a controversy by banning hardballs to reach out to parents. The principals of Earl Beattie Public School banned the balls this week after a parent suffered a concussion from being hit to the head with a soccer ball. Students can bring sponge or other stuffed ball to play with, but soccer balls, footballs, volleyballs, and even tennis balls are not allowed for safety reasons. McGuinty says the principals has every right to make the call, but says the school should talk to parents in the community to make sure they are making the right decision. The Toronto stock market is down by more than 200 points, and the Dow is down more than 150. As spiking bond yields in Spain prompt new worries about Europe's debt crisis. The Toronto market is being weighted down by failing commodity prices, with the price of gold plunging $56 an ounce. Spain has much more debt than either Greece or Ireland, which would make it difficult for other countries to rescue. That's 91X to 402. Here's Evan Cook with sports.
The red-hot Belleville Bulls head into Peterborough tonight to take on the Peets in the back end of a home-and-home series. The Bulls, who took last night's game 6-3, are now winners of 6 in a row. The puck drops at the Peterborough Memorial Center at 7:05. Clayton Kershaw of the Los Angeles Dodgers has won the National League Cy Young Award in a runaway. Kershaw received 27 of 32 first-place votes, 5 seconds and 2/3. For 207 points in voting by the Baseball Writers Association of America announced today. Philadelphia's Roy Halladay, last year's winner, was second with 4 first-place votes, 21 seconds and 7/3 for 133 points. Philly's teammate Cliff Lee was third with 90 points, followed by Arizona's Ian Kennedy with 76 points. With a big curveball that might be baseball's best, Kershaw won the National League's pitching triple crown. Pitching on a team that went 82-79, he led the league with a 2.28 ERA and 248 strikeouts and tied Kennedy for the most wins with 21. Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris may lose his spot on the board of a Pittsburgh scholarship program for comments he made in support of ousted Penn State coach Joe Paterno. The board of the Pittsburgh Promise is meeting on Thursday night to consider Harris's status after Mayor Luke Ravenstahl sent board members a letter condemning Harris's support of Paterno. Harris played for Paterno at Penn State before helping the Pittsburgh Steelers win 4 Super Bowls. He said last week the school's trustees showed no courage by firing Paterno in the wake of the sex abuse scandal surrounding former Penn State defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Carl Ayotte with 91x weather.
Today, mainly sunny with a high of plus 5. Tonight, clear, including cloudiness late this evening, with 30% chances of wet flurries overnight, low of 0. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 7. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 10. It's 4 degrees. I'm Carl Ayotte with Devin Cook. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.